पुंजा बिहारी। गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर नारी। यशोदा नंदन गोपीजन यशोदनन्दन गजजन रंजन जमुना तीरावन जमुना तीरावन जय जन बल्लभ गिरिवर जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानन्दन गजगन रंजन जमुना तीरावन जमुना तीरावन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतो श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जाय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय श्री मथुरा धाम की जाय श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जाय श्री मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जाय गंगा माई की जाय यमुना माई की जाय भक्ति देवी की जाय तुलसी महारानी की जाय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाय समवेत भक्त बिंद की जाय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरे All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी श्रीमद्भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 23 तस्मात् परोक्षे अस्माद् उपश्रुतानि अलम् परिष्यथ स्तोत्रम् अपिच्या वाचः सति उत्तमश्लोक गुणानुवादे जुगुप्सितम् न स्तवयन्ति सभ्या। तस्मात् परोक्षे स्मात् उपश्रुतालम् करिष्यथ श्रोत्रमपि च वाचः सत्युत्तमश्लोक गुणानुवादे जुगुप्सितं न स्तवयन्ति सभ्या। तस्मात् परोक्षेष्मात् उपश्रुतान् नलम् करिष्यथ श्रोत्रमपि च वाच सत्युत्तमश्लोक गुणानुवादे जुगुप्सितं न स्तवयन्ति सभ्यान्। तस्मात् परिक्षस्मादुपश्रुतान्यलम् करिष्यथ स्तोत्रमपि च वाचः सत्युत्तमश्लोक गुणानुवादे जुगुप्सितं न स्तवयन्ति सभ्या।
Thank you.
Parokshe, in some future time, Asmat, Mai, Upashrutani, about the qualities spoken of, Alam, sufficiently, Parishyatha, you will be able to offer, Stotram, prayers, Apichya Uvacha, Apichya Vachaha. O gentle reciters, Sati, being the proper engagement, Uttama Shloka, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Guna, of the qualities, Anubade, discussion, Jugupsitam, to an abominable person. Na, never. Stavayanti, offer prayers. Sabhya, persons who are gentle. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O gentle reciters, offer such prayers in due course of time, when the qualities of which you have spoken actually manifest themselves in me. The gentle who offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not attribute such qualities to a human being who does not actually have them. Please repeat after me. O gentle reciters, offer such prayers in due course of time, when the qualities of which you have spoken actually manifest themselves in me. The gentle who offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not attribute such qualities to a human being who does not actually have them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Gentle devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead know perfectly well who is God and who is not. Non-devotee impersonalists, however, who have no idea what God is and who never offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are always interested in accepting a human being as God and offering such prayers to him. This is the difference between a devotee and a demon. Demons manufacture their own gods, or a demon himself claims to be God, following the footsteps of Ravana and Hiranyakashipu. Although Prithu Maharaj was factually an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Person were not yet manifest, Although Prithu Maharaj was factually an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he rejected those praises because the qualities of the Supreme Person were not yet manifest in him. He wanted to stress that one who does not actually possess these qualities should not try to engage his followers and devotees in offering him glory for them. Even though these qualities might be manifest in the future, if a man who does not factually possess the attributes of a great personality engages his followers in praising him with the expectation that such attributes will develop in future, that sort of praise is actually an insult. Om Agyanati Virandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamaiham Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadu Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana রঘুনাথান্বিতং তং সজীবং সাদ্বৈতং সাবধূতং পরিজনসহিতং কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবং শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণ পদাং সহগণা ললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতংশ্চ হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতে গোপেশা গোপিকা কান্ত রাধা কান্ত নমস্তুতে তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরি প্রিয়ে বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাষাদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে শ্রীমদ্ভাগবতম ফোর্থ ক্যান্টো চ্যাপ্টার ফিফটিন টেক্সট 23 তস্মাৎ পরোক্ষস্মাৎ উপশ্রুতান্নলম করিষ্যথ স্তোত্রম অপি চ বাচ সপ্তোত্তম শ্লোক গুণানুবাদে যুগুপ্সিতম ন স্থাবয়ন্তি সভ্যা ও জেন্টল রিসাইটার্স অফার সচ প্রেয়ার্স ইন ডিউ কোর্স অফ টাইম when the qualities of which you have spoken actually manifest themselves in me. The gentle the gentle who offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not attribute such qualities to a human being who does not actually have them. So Prithu Maharaj just appeared in a very unusual way. Generally, the birth takes place, birth of a human being takes place due to the union of the father and mother. But in this case, we are seeing that it was a very unusual way that Prithu Maharaj appeared. King Bena died due to the curse of the Brahmanas, meaning the sages, exalted sentient personalities. They just because he was a tyrant, because he was causing a lot of disturbance to the human society, instead of maintaining his citizens, he was exploiting his citizens and tormenting his citizens. Then the Brahmanas, who are basically very peaceful people, who live away from the madding crowd in the remote forests on the bank of a river, they just came to give him some good advice that look, as a king you should behave like this. You have certain responsibility, and those responsibilities have been very, very clearly delineated in the scriptures, Dharma Shastras like Manu Samhita. So a king should rule his kingdom in a certain way following the scriptures. And the purpose of a king or a leader is to take care of his followers, to take care of his citizens. Now if he doesn't do that, then he is not fulfilling his responsibility. So they gave him some very, very valuable advice. But King Vena was totally disrespectful. He laughed at them and he completely rejected their good advice. So when the Brahmanas saw that this person is absolutely incorrigible, then they just cursed him. And as a result of that curse, he was dead. But then they were faced with another problem. Because there was no leader, because there was no king, the rogues and bandits and the miscreants became rampant. So they started to cause a lot of disturbance in the society. So then the Brahmanas again felt the need to create, to bring a proper king. So they churned the right hand of Bena, and as a result of that, Prithu Maharaj appeared. And when Prithu Maharaj appeared, then the demigods, Gandharvas, recognizing who he actually is, that an incarnation of the Lord has appeared, the Gandharvas started to sing the glory of the Lord, identifying Prithu Maharaj as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the Kinnaras, the celestial damsels, started to dance in ecstasy, that now the world situation will improve, the Lord has come himself. And then Lord Brahma came. And when Lord Brahma came, he saw specific signs in Prithu Maharaj's right hand and the sole of his feet. And Brahma recognized that he is the Supreme Personality of God. So Brahma started to offer his prayers to the Lord, because after all, the Supreme Personality of God, it is his worshipful Lord. And then the other demigods started to offer prayers. But here we are seeing Prithu Maharaj's response to that. You see, a saintly personality, a pure devotee of the Lord, always acts in such a way that it becomes, his activities become exemplary. Although Prithu Maharaj very well knew that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although an incarnation, he was, although a Shaktavesh avatar, but after all, he is an incarnation of the Lord and he is empowered. The Lord himself is functioning through him. But in order to set the proper example, Prithu Maharaj is speaking like that. So Prithu Maharaj is saying, the first thing he is saying, that I have not the qualities that you are praising me for, the qualities that you are attributing to me, I haven't displayed those qualities. And the second point he is making is that those who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, offer prayers to him, they will not attribute those qualities to an ordinary living entity. So here is another consideration. Prithu Maharaj is not a Supreme Personality of Godhead himself in that sense. Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktavesh avatar, empowered incarnation. The empowered incarnation is a personality in his original identity, he is a Jiva Tattva. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead functions through him. Although he is a Jiva, that the Lord empowers him in such a way that he accomplishes something absolutely unusual, absolutely impossible for any human being to accomplish. Like another empowered incarnation that we came across, Bhagavatam, just previous to that, was Kapil Muni, Kapil Dev, the son of Devahuti. And there we find that Kapil Dev is identifying himself, although an empowered incarnation, but he is identifying himself as the Supreme Personality of God. He is saying, Shatan Prashangan Mama Birja Sambhuda Bhavanti Ritkarna Rashayana. He is identifying himself as identifying himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is indicating me. Mamo Birja Sambhido, in the association of devotees, when very, very powerful narration of my activities take place, which completely soothes the ears and the heart, Ritkarna Rashayana. So he is saying my discussion. Whereas here in Prithu Maharaj, you are seeing that Prithu Maharaj is saying, please don't speak like that now. Because I have not spoken, I have not displayed those qualities. And the qualities that belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead should not be attributed to a living entity, Jiva. He is saying gentle. The meaning, the people, those who are situated in proper understanding, they will never identify a Jiva Tattva to be the Vishnu Tattva. But of course, in course of time, we will see how what Prithu Maharaj did was absolutely unusual for any living entity to accomplish. So this is how a pure devotee of the Lord sets the right example. He sets the right example. And Bhagavatam is full of such narrations. The Lord's activities, Lord's incarnation's activities, Lord's devotees' activity. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is so special. If anybody wants to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Bhagavatam is the answer. Bhagavatam is actually the scripture that reveals the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the fullest extent. Various Puranas, especially the Puranas in the mode of goodness, Shaktata Puranas, describe the unalloyed activities and qualities of the Supreme Personality of God. But out of them, Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very special. That's why Bhagavatam is a Mahapurana. Completely it is establishing Krishna's identity. Not just the identity of an incarnation of the Lord, activities of the incarnation of the Lord, but the activities of the personality of Godhead, who is the origin, who is the source of all incarnations. Avatari. He is not an Krishna, he is not an avatara. He is an avatari. Ete chansha kala punsha Bhagavatam, at the beginning of Bhagavatam, different incarnations of the Lord has been described in the second canto. Various incarnations of the Lord has been described. 22 different incarnations have been specifically described, and then it has been pointed out that there are innumerable incarnations of the Lord. But then he is making the point that all these incarnations, ete chamsha kala pumsha, these are the amsas, the parts, or kala, parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna's to Bhagavan Swaya. But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the special presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is the special Siddhanta of the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Krishna is not an incarnation. Sometimes the other four sampradayas do get mixed up. They think that Krishna is an incarnation of Kshiradakshayi Vishnu. There is nothing wrong in that. It's fine. Krishna is an incarnation. Because all the incarnations are in Krishna's body. So to think that Krishna is an incarnation is not wrong. But Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding is very, very clear through Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. What Mahaprabhu gave, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshwatana. That is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Aradhya Bhagavan, the supreme worshipable personality of Godhead. Not incarnation, the original supreme personality of Godhead. Who is the who is not an avatar, who is not an incarnation, but avatari, who is the source of all incarnations. Who is that? Vrajeshwatana, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And here, our previous acharyas are making a one point very clear, that this Aradhya Bhagavan is not the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Is not Vasudeva Krishna. This is Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Therefore, Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajeshwatana and Stagdhamo Vrindavanam is making the point very clear, more emphatic. Not Mathura, not Dwarka, Vrindavan. His abode, his residence is Vrindavan. Stagdhamo Vrindavan. Ramma Kachid Upasana Brajabodhu Vargena Jagodhita. The way the Brajabodhus, the damsels of Vrindavan, worshipped him, that is the highest form of worship. Ramma Kachid Upasana. Now the question arises, what's the proof? Because the sadhus will substantiate their statements with scriptural evidence. What is the scriptural evidence? You are making the statement. Pramanam Amalam, the spotless Puran, Shrimad Bhagavatam is the Pramana. And Prema Pumartha Mahan, the ultimate goal of life that has been established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to develop that loving relationship with Krishna. Prema Pumartha. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradarana Param. So that is the matam, that is the conclusion of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just accept it very, very fondly. Tatradarana Param, nothing else. Reject everything else. And you can see, like, what is Bhagavatam? What is so special about Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam is a Mahapuran. What's the symptom of a Mahapuran? The symptom of a Mahapuran is Atra Sarva Visharghascha Sthana Poshanam Utaya Mannantara Ishanukatha Nirodha Muktir Ashraya Dashame Dashalakshanam. These are the 10 symptoms of Shrimad Bhagavatam. This 10 symptom of Mahapurana. Other Purans, no other Puran has these 10 symptoms apart from this Mahapurana. And what is the most important consideration? Other Puranas are actually, these 10 are Sarva means preliminary creation, the universe, creation of the universe. And Visarga is sub-creation. Mahavishnu's creation is Sarva. Brahma's creation and further down is Visharga. Then Sthanam, once the creation is made, what are the planetary systems? It's an interesting thing here, actually in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, when these symptoms have been described, that Sthanam has been described as Vaikuntha Vijaya. The glory of Vaikuntha. Meaning that all the planetary systems that are existing, they are existing in relation to Vaikuntha or subservient to Vaikuntha or dependent upon Vaikuntha. And Poshanam, maintenance, is the mercy of the Lord. So Sthana, the planetary systems anyway, in general, the description is that Sarga, creation, Visarga, sub-creation, Sthana, planetary system, the situations of different planets, every universe has 14 planetary systems. Poshanam, how they are being maintained, that has been described, how the Lord is actually maintaining everything. So, Utaya, the propensity, the impetus for creation. Then manvantara, the changing of manus or the reign of manus, manu is giving specific instructions to the samhitas that how they have to be maintained. One must act according to the injunctions given by manu. Manvantara, ishanukatha, the activities of the Lord, the narration of the activities of the Lord, or the glorification of the Supreme Personality of God. Manvantara, ishanukatha, the nirodha, cessation of mundane existence and elevation to the spiritual platform. Then mukti, liberation. And the final point, tenth point, is ashraya. Prabhupada, ashraya, generally ashraya, the literal Sanskrit word will be shelter, which actually indicates that how Krishna is the shelter of everything. Krishna is the origin and the shelter of even the incarnations. He is the supreme. And Prabhupada translated that ashraya as samambonam. Samambonam. Now the ultimate conclusion or ultimate benefit in the form of the sum total of this total understanding. What is the total understanding? Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Now this is the difference. In other sampradayas, they do not really understand Krishna. They take Krishna as an incarnation, which, as I said, is not wrong. But it is to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the understanding has become clear that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of all incarnations. And not only that, the wonderful aspect of Mahaprabhu's presentation is not only understanding or identity of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the understanding, the glory of Srimati Radhika. That is the completion of the understanding of the Absolute Reality. Recognizing the glory of Krishna is one thing, but recognizing the glory of Srimati Radharani is even higher than that. The personification of the pleasure potency of the Lord. Every living entity is hankering after pleasure, ananda. And that craving for that ananda begets this perfect shape or perfect understanding when we recognize how Krishna is deriving his joy through his pleasure potency, which means his pastimes in Vrindavan. Vrindavan hasn't been revealed to the other sampradayas. They go only up to Vaikuntha. It is by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas have an access to Vrindavan, where Radha Krishna's transcendental pastimes are eternally going on. So in this way we can see, like, what a good fortune that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bestowed upon us. That's why Mahaprabhu has been described as the most munificent incarnation. Most munificent. Most munificent, this indicates that in no other incarnation he has given what he has given in this incarnation. Anarpita Charing Chirat. In no other incarnation he has given this. Even as Krishna he didn't give this. What you speak of other incarnations. What he never had given before, he is distributing it in this incarnation. That's why he is Mahavadana, most munificent. Korunaya Bhutirina Kalu, and that is the special prerogative of the age of Kali, especially this particular age of Kali. That's the special prerogative. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very mercifully appears to distribute what he never had given before. What is that? That is Braja Prem. What is Braja Prem? Braja Prem is the loving dealings between Krishna with Srimati Radharani. Braja Prem means a very special relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the mood of friendship, in the mood of parental, in the mood of conjugal. In Vaikuntha they are absent. There is only Shanta and Dashya, servitorship. Everyone is worshipping the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mood of a servant, servitorship. Now this friendship, parental and conjugal love are the principal mellows of Vrindavan. Of these three again, what is the most prominent is Madhurya. And Sakya and Vatsalya are just supporting that Madhurya. So that is the wonderful presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's the wonderful gift that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bestowed upon us, and Srila Prabhupada has taken this gift and distributed it all over the world. This is our inconceivable good fortune. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question?
I want to ask you, how much percentage does Krishna give to the empowered avatars? How much percentage?
The question is, how much percentage of empowerment Krishna gives to a living entity? First of all, Krishna's potency is inconceivable. It's not measurable. Right? When you say percent, then it immediately becomes a measurable concept. And the consideration of empowerment depends upon what mission he is going to accomplish through that personality. So that is up to Krishna. He can empower an ant to sustain the whole creation. Can Krishna do that? Now can you measure it by any percentage? So the main thing is, what is Krishna's purpose? And accordingly he will empower. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, very much. Here Prithu Maharaj is requesting the sages and all to not give him undue glorification, which he thinks is undue for him. So when we preach Krishna consciousness, actually those who come in contact with us, they have a very high image about us, although actually the fact is that, we know we are very fallen, at least in my case. So they give their glorification at the same time, we know it is good for them, but we know it is also undue because I am not so great. So how do we deal with such situation?
Yeah, very good, very good. Yes, the recipients of the mercy will feel grateful and indebted and bestow certain degree of honor and respect and glory to the person he is receiving it from. But the person who is being offered that, this is what I was pointing out, that Prithu Maharaj is a pure devotee, is setting the right example. What should be our attitude? No, please don't glorify me. I am nothing. it's not me, like who am I? Just a prisoner of the gutter? Like that's what we are. But somehow by Prabhupada's mercy and Prabhupada's devotee's mercy, we have come to Krishna consciousness. And as a result of that, we are able to say something. But in most cases, we are just saying it like a parrot, repeating it without properly understanding it. So that should be our attitude. Whereas they are benefiting by glorifying a devotee. They are actually glorifying Prabhupada, they are glorifying Krishna. And our business is to remind them that this is due to, this glory is due to Srila Prabhupada. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. That should be our attitude. Yes. Okay, you just say. Yeah. You see, when a living entity becomes specially favored by the Lord, when the living entity becomes specially favored by the Lord in this way, then these symptoms of Mahapurusha also become manifest in his personality. Like for example, one of the symptoms of a personality is his arm is very long, goes up to his knees. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had that symptom. His arms stretched up to his knees. So these are, sometimes these are manifest because, and this is indicating that he is an, he has become, the Lord has appeared in order to empower his personality. The Lord is kind of bestowing his mercy. Like we see the symptoms, like even in some ordinary, not ordinary, some extraordinary personality, we see these astrological symptoms. We have to understand that these are due to the special mercy that the Lord has bestowed upon them. It seems that there is a question, why other sampradaya followers are not accepting our sampradaya? What should we do in this regard? Okay, good question. Not that all other sampradayas are not accepting. The thing is, some will accept, say for example, Venkat Bhatta. Venkat Bhatta, the father of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, his whole family, they are from Sri Sampradaya, but they accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And similarly, Prabodhananda Saraswati, also from Sri Sampradaya. Like Mahaprabhu went and he influenced individuals, and what they did, like they became involved in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtana. Similarly, when Mahaprabhu was in South India, he delivered the Tattavadis, who are actually Madhva followers. And they, in mass, they became converted into Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. So it's entirely up to the individual. The individual has to decide for himself, Vaikuntha or Vrindavan. Those who want to go to Vaikuntha, they will follow the, one of the four Sampradaya. Because their destination is Vaikuntha. But those who want to go to Vrindavan, they have to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any other question? Yes? Huh? Yeah, it will happen. It will happen. It will happen through ISKCON in course of time. So the question is, Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is a prediction that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, or Mahaprabhu predicted, that Krishna consciousness movement would spread in every town and village all over the world. So Prabhupada has done that. Now, why didn't Prabhupada do that to every town and village? He did it to, or will it happen? Yes, yes, Prabhupada is an empowered incarnation, no doubt about that. Even more than that, he is a very special associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada himself accepted that. When somebody called Prabhupada an empowered incarnation, Prabhupada himself said that Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tar Prabhupada. This kind of preaching cannot be possible without the mercy of Krishna, without the potency of, without being empowered by Krishna. So there was another question in this side. Any other question? Okay, all glory is to Srila Prabhupada. Go, Premanandi.